Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
You know, the problem with the small wedding is that there's a much, much smaller chance of somebody doing something stupid. The fewer people that you have.
Maybe that's what Ariana Grande and her new husband, Dalton Gomez, were thinking when they had their little intimate wedding at their house, I guess, over the weekend.
Like, did anybody know about this? That they just got married?
No, they just got married. We just found out.
To Pete Davidson?
No, Dalton Gomez. He's like some A-list real estate mogul. Yeah.
And how many people were at the wedding, Kara?
I think it was, they said less than 20. So obviously it was just like super close friends and family.
That sounds too orderly to me.
And Ted, you were spot on when you said the less people at a wedding, the less chance there is for something inappropriate. Because, I mean, I've DJed 300-400 weddings in my life, and always the more people that are there, the more opportunities there are for like a gun to fall out of a waistband and everybody to start running.
Right. So let's see if we can find the most inappropriate thing to happen at a wedding. 404-741-0985. Matt in Norcross?
It was me. It was my own wedding. Of course, I had a lot of people from college there, so they were kind of egging me on, saying, hey, do that dance you used to do in college. And my wife and her family had never seen anything like what I was going to do.
Oh, no.
What style of dance are we talking about here?
Well, let me say, like, Magic Mike.
No.
No.
Were there children present?
There were kids there, yes.
Did your clothes stay on?
Kara.
My clothes did stay on, but you know, I really appreciated the chairs that were in the room.
Oh my gosh.
This makes the garter belt thing look like it takes it to another level.
Are you even able to look your mother-in-law in the eye yet?
I can, and there are videos of me on YouTube.
You got it. Oh my gosh. What do we search? What do we search?
I can't give you that.
Come on.
All right. Thanks for the call, even though I feel a little empty inside.
Yeah.
Magic Matt in the house.
Yeah. 404-741-0985. The most inappropriate thing to happen at a wedding. We're going to talk to Brittany in Stockbridge in a minute. She actually went to a wedding that involved livestock. We'll tell you what, who, and what they did coming up next. It's Tad and Drex and Kara. Looking for the most inappropriate thing to happen at a wedding.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel bad for Ariana Grande having this quiet, secret wedding with just 20 people over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she missed out on the potential for inappropriate things to happen because you got a small wedding. You got a bigger wedding, you got a better chance for something crazy to happen.
And that's where all the good stories come from. That's what you want to remember.
Yes. Most inappropriate thing to happen at a wedding trip in McDonough?
I had an ex-girlfriend go to my first wedding, and she just caused a scene and wound up causing me into a divorce later.
Okay. Wait a second. Let's unpack this here a little bit. This, you said your first wedding, and your ex-girlfriend shows up
and causes you to get a divorce? I mean, what happened?
She did a whole lot of yelling, screaming, and was drinking. She was totally drunk.
You did not have her removed when she first showed up?
Yeah, I just wanted to see how it was going to play out. We had to get her removed.
Who removed her? The cops?
Yeah.
It's like flipping a coin. Let's see how this one plays.
Let's see how this happens. Right. We're at the very least, I'm going to end up divorced anyway. Let's get a good story out of it. It's like a guy who's confused between a TV show and his own wedding. Let's see how this plays out. Brittany and Stockbridge.
Okay, I went to my friend's wedding, and they were originally from Texas, and he used to be a professional bull rider.
Mm-hmm.
So he incorporated a bull riding contest for him and his groomsmen into his wedding reception.
Nuh-uh.
Now, is this a real bull?
a real bull that he owns for him and his sister.
Oh, my God.
Was anybody mechanical?
Right, yeah. Was anybody able to go the distance, Brittany, stay on for 8 seconds?
Only the best man, which was kind of funny because there was, you know, kind of that generic guy, you know, measuring contest.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
You up me on my wedding day, man, you know.
Right. Kind of thing. Were there any concussions?
No concussions, one bloody nose.
My concern with a bull is not staying on for 8 seconds. It's what happens after you land. Where those hind legs land is critical.
It is.
Well, and you want to be around a bunch of drunk groomsmen and a live bull?
Nope.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. It's 8:24. Clouds today with a high near 80. Braves lost to the Mets 3-1 last night. They're back at it tonight, 7:30 from Truist Park. What else is happening, Kara?
Have you ever had somebody just play a really mean trick on you and you got totally and completely embarrassed?
Oh, geez.
It's absolutely awful, but it happened to Wontarius Bryant last week. He had big dreams of playing in the NFL and got one step closer to making that happen. He got an invite to come down and try out for the Falcons from defensive coordinator Dan Pease.
Cool.
So he came on down from Nashville, pumped to be pursuing his dream, only to have it turn into a giant nightmare.
Why? What happened?
There was no actual invite for him to be at the rookie minicamp. Someone had posed as a Falcons rep, and this guy is obviously heartbroken and was just completely and totally embarrassed.
Is that where the story ends, or did we get an actual invite after that? Because somebody felt bad, hopefully.
Didn't get an actual invite to the Falcons mini rookie camp, but because of all this drama, he was invited to play in front of NFL scouts, including some from the Falcons, at a Hub football event this weekend.
Ha-ha!
So hopefully he's still going to get his big chance.
Well, and now he's dangerous. You know why?
Because
this guy's got a chip on his shoulder.
Yes.
It's like someone played a trick on me. It might be just be that little extra 1% you need to make the team.
That's true.
And then hopefully they catch whoever pulled the prank and there's jail time. I don't know if
there's
jail
time. Like that.
But you should. You absolutely should.
Let's get a good feeling.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Do y'all have the same feeling that I do that this summer is going to be absolutely wild out there?
I already feel it. Did you see the Atlanta United game over the weekend?
My husband was there.
Yeah, I read an article the other day that said it's going to be the summer of rage. Like they use the word rage in capital letters.
People are definitely ready to let loose. And it's a big sign that things are going to be, you know, semi-normal this summer. We've had some big event announcements this week. Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer rescheduled their Hella Mega Tour. Be at Truist Park on July 27th, Kings of Leon and Cold War Kids, August 7th at Solaris Amphitheater at Lakewood, and even Six Flags has expanded their summer season. So I think they're kicking off full gear this weekend and going all the way through Labor Day.
Not to be rude, but I've been shut inside for over a year at this point. I love going to concerts. I don't want my big coming out concert to be a Weezer show, necessarily.
But Green Day, that would be cool.
Sure.
Kara, we need to be careful. It's, you know, it's the summer of rage. It's also like we need to keep Tad alive this summer.
I know.
Because your body's not used to what's about to happen.
You see Weekend at Bernie's? It's going to be that kind of situation.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
Billy on Forgive and Forget. I understand you. Would you have a yard sale, Billy?
Yeah. Well, I was having one for my dad. He's moving out of his house, going into an assisted living community. So we're getting rid of his stuff.
Right. And what's the issue? Who do you have to ask forgiveness?
To my dad's neighbor, Caroline. She wanted to return this vase. And I kind of was like stressed because, you know, this is my childhood home.
Yeah.
My dad is going in, you know, moving on into a new phase of his life. I was just in a bad mood, I guess. And I kind of snapped at her. I said, you know, you can't return it. You know, all sales are final.
Who asks for a refund at a garage sale? Right. I mean, these things are like pennies on the dollar, right?
Well, how much was the vase? I guess it depends on how much the vase was.
I sold it for like $5.
You're going to squibble over $5?
Well, it sounds like, Billy, it wasn't so much about the $5. You were already emotionally heightened. Like you said, moving your dad out, that's got to be tough.
So, you know, now that I've calmed down, I want to call Caroline and I want to apologize and I'll just take the vase back.
Think about it. People's blood pressure went up over a $5 vase. All right. So you have her number?
Yeah.
All right. We'll get her number. We'll call her in like 10 minutes and we'll ask her forgiveness on this vase. Are you willing to now accept the vase? You'll take it back?
I will take it back, yeah.
Forgive and forget on B98.5. Is it too late now to say sorry? You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
Billy sold a $5 vase at a yard sale at his dad's house and gave the woman who bought it a hard time when she tried to return it. But he says he feels terrible. It's just $5. He's been under a lot of stress. He wants our help asking her forgiveness. Billy, why don't you sit tight? We're going to talk to this lady, Caroline, for a minute.
Hello?
Hi, is this Caroline?
This is she who's calling.
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara at B98.5.
Sorry, what?
I know. We're calling about this vase that you bought, and apparently you tried to return to the guy that you bought it from?
Yeah, I bought a vase.
What happened? You guys kind of got into an argument over that, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, I tried to return this vase, and the man who sold it to me blew up at me. So I just said, you know, whatever, I'll take the new vase home.
All sales final, right?
I'll tell you, it all did work out just fine.
How's that? Did you find a place for the vase?
Well, you know, I realize it doesn't really fit anywhere in my house, so I'll just put it on Facebook Marketplace and sell it for $20 or something.
All right.
And I did some research, and it turns out it's a Royal Delft vase, and it's from 1915 and worth like $3,000.
$3,000?
I'll take the vase back. You know, I'll refund your money. I just need that vase back.
Now, hang on a second. Caroline, that's Billy, the guy that sold you the vase. He called us because he was looking to ask your forgiveness. He said he was under a lot of stress and he was kind of mean. This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget.
I'll give you your money back. It's a sentimental piece for my dad. I didn't realize that, you know, I didn't realize I was selling it. I really didn't realize it was worth
$3,000 is what it sounds like.
Yeah, to me it sounds like you knew what you had. Yeah, you sold it and wouldn't take it back, and you're now just realizing how sentimental it is.
To be fair, I offered the refund before I knew that.
That's true. I mean, 10 minutes ago, Billy did say he was going to refund it. No problems, Caroline.
Well, that's tough luck, because last week he told me all sales are final.
Ooh, Billy, did you have any clue to the value of this vase at all?
No, I had no idea, but, you know, I should have known better. You know, it has my grandma's ashes in it.
The vase has your grandmother's ashes in it?
Oh, God.
They're not in there now, but they were in there. So I'm just saying, you know, Caroline, watch out. You got to beware. There could be some residue.
Trace particles of your grandmother could haunt Caroline.
I could split the money with the ghost of your grandmother and still have 50.
Caroline, this is Forgive and Forget. Are you willing to forgive Billy, or is this a moot point at this point?
Are you kidding? He yelled at me, then tried to apologize, and now is threatening me with the ghost of his grandmother?
Okay, you want me
to give the vase? Good point.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
There are some financial decisions that you should probably run by your spouse. For example, Jen invested $25,000 without telling her husband on something she thought was a sure thing. She needs forgiveness in a big way. Tomorrow morning, Forgive and Forget at 7 a.m.
There's a lot going on in the world, and we tell you about the important stuff. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
7:25, we're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Clouds high of 80 today. Braves lost to the Mets 3-1 last night. They're back at it tonight, 7:30 from Truist Park. What else is up, Kara?
Oh, man. Speaking of the Braves, this is one quick way to ruin your career. Hotshot Braves pitcher Oscar Yanoa was killing it until recently. That loss against the Brewers on Sunday afternoon really kind of got under his skin. He went down to the dugout super frustrated, threw a punch at one of the benches, and broke his pitching hand. His pitching hand. So he's going to be out for at least 2 months.
Jeez. 2 months will give him plenty of time to get some anger management happening.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's interesting because he's playing at the highest level, which means he rose through the ranks. He did Little League. He did high school ball, maybe college ball. And so you're taught from a very early age. I mean, I remember like punching a locker in junior high school after a basketball game. And my coach like grabbed me by the back of their jersey. He's like, if you ever do that again. So this wouldn't be the first time that he's punched something out of anger, but then does it again?
Mm. As a grown adult person? No. We need to get that under control.
Absolutely.
Like, you can't have it.
Totally
meditate,
agree.
Do whatever you need to do.
What should, is it Oscar Yanoa? I can't even
Oscar say Yanoa.
Oscar Yanoa, Ted. What could his mantra be?
I'm so frustrated when I can't pronounce somebody's name.
Right, yeah.
That's gonna get a feeling. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah. Georgia-born country star Alan Jackson announced a concert to benefit his hometown of Noonan yesterday. Now, you know, they're still trying to recover from that tornado that hit back in March. Now, this is called the Where I Come From benefit, and it's going to be at the Coweta County Fairgrounds June 26th.
Nice.
Proceeds are going to go to the Coweta Community Foundation, which has been managing all the charitable efforts to help people who have been impacted by the tornado. And, you know, both Alan and his wife Denise were born in Noonan and were actually high school sweethearts. So tickets for this will go on sale on Friday at AlanJacksonBenefit.com. And there's still some other big stars that are going to be announced. I'm sure they'll be waiting on that.
That's very cool. That Where I Come From, that was an Alan Jackson song. Where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken.
TMZ and People Magazine call her to see what's happening. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Hey, Sean in Fairburn.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, the switcheroo.
Lady Sean.
Lady Sean. I like it. Could you kick
not make it weird. Come
Lady
on.
Lady Kara out of the studio.
Bye, Kara.
Bye, Sean. Good luck.
Thanks. You too.
We'll let you know we're brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. We're going to ask you 5 trivia questions. We'll bring Kara back into the studio and ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she'll have to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Question 1. Jonas Brothers are set to star in an hour-long special for the upcoming Summer Olympics. What city were the 96 Summer Olympics held in?
Atlanta.
Number 2. Ariana Grande got married at a very small ceremony in L.A. over the weekend. What Vermont senator did Ariana endorse during the 2020 presidential election?
Vermont senator.
She was feeling the burn.
I know this, and I'm drawing a blank.
Okay. Question number 3. Costco has dropped its mask mandate for vaccinated customers. What's the name of Costco's signature brand?
Kirkland.
Number 4 is 20 years ago today, the first Shrek movie was released. Who voices this character in that movie?
We can stay up late, swapping manly stories, and in the morning, I'm making waffles.
Eddie Murphy.
Number 5, a Braves starting pitcher broke his hand Sunday night after punching the bench. How many balls and strikes are in a full count? A full count.
Oh, I know nothing about baseball, so I'm going to go with 3.
All right, let's bring Kara back in. How did Sean do?
All right, Sean and Fairburn, you did okay this morning. You got 3 right, so well done there. Kara's coming back in. 3 is the number.
Okay. Same questions, Kara. Number 1, the Jonas Brothers are going to star in an hour-long special for the upcoming Summer Olympics. What city were the 96 games held in?
Atlanta.
And that's what Sean said, 1-1.
Number 2, Ariana Grande got married over the weekend. What Vermont senator did she endorse for the 2020 presidential election?
Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders.
Oh. Sean.
That's all right.
You got me working side to side. All right. Sean now has the answer, but didn't earlier. It's 2-1.
Number 3, Costco's dropped its mask mandate for vaccinated customers. What's the name of Costco's signature brand?
Kirkland?
Yeah, that got Sean back on the board. But Kara's up 3-2.
Number 4, it's 20 years ago today. The first Shrek movie was released. Who voices this character?
I I hate it when you got somebody in your face, you're trying to give them a hit and they won't leave. And then there's that big awkward silence, you know.
Eddie Murphy.
He's the donkey. That's what Sean said as well, but Kara's up 4-3.
Number five, a Braves starting pitcher broke his hand Sunday night after punching the bench. How many balls and strikes are in a full count?
Six?
Okay, we were looking for 3 balls and 2 strikes.
Right.
Sean just said 3 as well.
I like it. Everybody wins and loses all at once.
All right, final score this morning, 4-3. Sean and Fairburn, are you smarter than Kara?
Not at all. All right.
Kara, 1,028 wins and 35 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Sean.
No, that's okay.
No cash, but you do get a $75 American Express gift card and 2 Fandango codes to see Cruella in theaters. It's the new Walt Disney Studios film, Cruella. It's coming to theaters and Disney Plus with premiere access Friday, May 28th.
Thanks. It'll feel like a winner.
Good job. I know. You might have done better than if you had won.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.